shed out the thing.
Yeah, the old car around that.
But I know. I'm a state student.
Christina is expected to be handed over to American officials in the Syrian capital of Damascus about now. Matthew Leach reports.
Alan Steen was a professor of journalism at the American University in Beirut. He was kidnapped along with three colleagues in January 1987. His release has come even more quickly than expected. His captors, Islamic Jihad, said last night he would be freed within 48 hours. News which brought relief to relatives like his brother Craig.
Everybody, once all the hostages are out of there, everybody can go back to New York and live like they want to live and not have to worry about whether he's coming home or is in danger of any hostage, something like that.
Mr. Steen's release came less than 24 hours after another hostage, Joseph Sosipio, was freed. One other American, Terry Anderson, and two Germans are still being held in Lebanon.
Within the last half an hour, Kevin Maxwell has resigned as chairman and chief executive of Maxwell Communication Corporation. His announcement came after a two-hour meeting with the group's bankers. Kevin Maxwell took control of the company following the death of his father, Robert Maxwell, last month. Simon Cox reports.
Mr. Maxwell said he...
You going now?
Keep turning that radio off. I want to listen to the phone in.
I got a watch thing on.
What? What?
The watch thing. Don't ask me.
What do you want that one for? I'm trying to listen to the radio. I want to listen to the phone in. What's the question then on the radio? I wrote a question for yesterday.
Yeah, because it says it'll be coming in on...
On Saturday you have to have one as well.
Well, I can get that off Maggie. She saves her papers.
I might have Saturdays.
I'll have a look.
I won't have the winnings.
No, alright.
Saturday. What, have you got Saturdays there?
No, I haven't.
Saturdays. We all, because Joe keeps them off.
You put some out for the paper round, don't you? And Maggie did. See, she keeps hers.
Well, where's yours? In the sack?
Yeah, must be.
You should put it out. They use the paper, Betty.
I know.
Is the sack? Go and have a look.
Yeah, if it's too dirty, I'm not bringing it in, Mike.
All right, shut up.
You're sure to have no room.
Got a winner, £125, haven't I?
If you're lucky. I've done, they've in the Sunday's paper, you've got to find out six mistakes. Well, I found them.
No, it's not in either of those, except it must be the one that's closed now, but open it. It's yucky nasty.
Right then, another token you want, day one, which is Saturday.
Alright.
Yeah, and then what? Just bung it in the envelope and send it
just
off.
Just bung that in like that. Wait
till Saturday morning and then they'll tell you then, send it off.
We all got to send it off.
Yeah, Saturday. You've got to send it off. You've got all the tokens.
Is December the 10th.
Yeah, what Saturday is now?
You have to have tomorrow's. No, you've got to have all the tokens every day.
It's every day.
You'll get one in every day, yeah.
But you've got to have Saturdays to start with.
Well, you've got to have Saturdays to start with,
Saturdays
but you've got
on all this week's.
Yeah, now. You've got
Saturday to Saturday. Yeah.
That's the one you don't say in. What paper's that?
It says attach.
Mirror.
Wait a minute. It says attach our three tokens.
Saturday.
Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday.
It may not be Saturdays.
Yes, it is. It says
Saturdays. It says Saturdays.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because this is 2 and 3, so it says Saturday, 3 tokens.
Oh, well,
yes.
Maybe a different picture then coming on Wednesday. Yeah, probably.
And then you've got to send it off and put your entries in an advert and send it to Asda Contest.
Oh, that's
don't get it on get Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, how many things did I put in for the thing in the drawers in Asda?
I know,
I put
hundreds.
Never won
a bloody thing. Yeah, but somebody got a win, haven't they?
Yeah.
We don't never know.
What you, girl?
Be nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But if it, is it, oh, I've got to send it after. I've got to send it to the mirror, have you?
You've got to send it to the address I've written.
The mirror.
Oh, mirror, is it?
No, somewhere or other, I don't know.
Somewhere. Oopsie, boopsie. Asda Contest, Daily Mirror, Black Horse Road, London, SE997UB. Yeah, I reckon that might be lucky seeing you did that at some point.
Yeah.
Never know, somebody got a winner. Might be I.
Well, the other day, they were so easy the other day, I thought myself, who was the one that sang the green grass?
I knew that, didn't I?
And then the other was a member of parliament, and I knew he'd. I think it was, stood up there, Tory member of parliament, and I know he's not, he's somewhat like, what can I say? Oh, it'll come to me in a minute, what it was. And Joe said, yeah, that's he. Oh, Michael somebody. Stoutish man. He's somewhat like Baker, but he's a bit stouter. I knew he. And then on the other world was who wrote? Who was the summit of the Blightons? Well, it's Enid, wasn't it? Enid. There's three easy ones. Now, Danny. Micah Maine. Add it then. Begins with an M. As it's two M's. Micah. Something like that.
It'll come to you.
Yeah, come to me. Anyway, I'm still waiting for postman.
Oh dear. Where's my chlorine?
Yeah, I've gone.
Is it working?
Yeah,
where's living?
So I haven't got my stuff yet.
No
intentions of getting it? No.
Well, she hasn't said. I expect next week when she sits to do it, it's easier, isn't it?
There won't be so many people back, because it's the last
week
this week, isn't
it? Yeah, can't go in, we can't, can we, after? It's only them. Only employees.
December, isn't it? Yeah.
So, they'll have to run on the place then, and be able to really go in and out once they please, I suppose. She sits at 2 as well next week, so it's easier.
Yeah.
Girl asked her if she'd change shifts with her next Wednesday, she told her go away politely.
Yeah.
No way she wanted her to do a night. She said, I'm not bloody doing a night and then back in your 6 o'clock. Should I have to stay on all night and all day? You get on. I'm not doing it, certainly not. You won't get nobody to change over with you now around
not
Christmas.
Now, not
why,
this time
and
of year.
Months
no.
And then that. So.
I've done chips.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's not my friend, I don't worry about.
She ain't your friend. Why not?
Because I told her, I said that phone bill's still in there waiting to be paid. No. I should take it and pay it on Thursday. Don't worry about it. I said, you just better.
Well, it's my okay, first is last.
Well, she rang the bill up. £98. She rang the bill up with Julie. It wasn't me and Clayton. They're on there permanent. I calls her BT. She will have the beaten phone step to her ear all.
Of course, they don't realise I'm on them.
And she cannot get up without going on the phone.
Oh.
So I'll be on the phone all the bloody time.
She'll take over from Clayton, didn't she?
Well,
she
will pay the bloody bill.
Ours was 135.
Oh, Christ. And this was 127. And remember, she got a lodger, and the lodger said she made 5 phone calls.
Oh.
And she said that's all she'd make was 5 phone calls. But anyway, there was 2 numbers there unaccounted for.
Oh.
So Penny rang those numbers to find out where it was, and it was something to do with the council or something. And that was her phone calls as well, what the other girl had made. Anyway, her husband's so bleeding dopey, he said, oh, chuck 20 quid down and we'll cry quit. So of course the girl was laughing.
How much was it?
127.
And he chucked 200
and
quid?
And he said, chuck 20 quid down. And he said, that'll do for you, for the lodger. And he bloody paid the rest. So he sold.
£20 she must have used more than that.
He said, goodbye £20, they'll be quite
happy. Was it a business people or something?
No.
Ordinary people?
Just ordinary thing. Mind you, he runs the Skittles and he runs the underground football and he does this.
So money is ours for a lot on this ambulance one.
Oh yeah, of course.
And you used to think that calls was only tuppence for 3 minutes.
They're going up again, aren't they, in January?
Are they?
They're not.
Well, the calls.
Oh,
why is bloody
good? It's in there, it's in there.
It's 44p a minute now, isn't it?
38 minutes, isn't it? Yeah. Is it 2 minutes? Yeah, but I mean, you don't realise. I mean, what's
no,
2 minutes?
2 minutes is gone, isn't it? By the time you say hello, that's it.
Well, I remember last time getting bloody, oh, that phone smart's getting on my nerves. I'm going to write, what joke going to write from? The mill. Yeah.
We always get the.
We've had them change once because it was somebody down.
Yeah, bathrooms, we have.
We have Armitage Wine Company.
Yates bathroom all the time.
But it was a stores before. Remember that store? Some of the stores, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
God, they changed the line. They changed the number. Looks just bloody bad now. Terrible.
That's it. It's absent.
Yeah.
I've got Asda.
No,
thanks. I've got to cut my dinner.
I don't like Asda
now.
No, I hate it now. I bloody hate it. We went out Friday night. Have you ever been to the Danda? They would have a suggestion box. They had a kids' party again, where the smokers' end is.
Yeah.
And why do they have kids' parties where there's smokers? They're all even smoking with children.
Yeah, but you want a kids' party around there with all that bloody going on.
It was terrible. The music was so loud.
I don't like it. It's in the
nature.
I don't like it.
Why don't they have it right down there, that end, where there's no smoking and the little children be bright out
there?
They
could have a room on the side if it comes there.
Well,
they've got plenty of rooms on the side.
They've got a room there, haven't they? They can have. But there's a bloody place, and on a Friday night of all bloody times, it was very
do shop Sunday.
I bet you don't believe in shopping on Sunday, do you?
Well, I wouldn't go to shop on Sunday anyway. I just don't like shopping on Sundays.
Well,
nothing religious about it.
No, but it's
but
the
I, it's a day that I think.
6 days shut, no neighbours.
The shops are shut on a Sunday and it's a day in there.
I think it's the Lord's Day and I'm not a bloody.
Well, it's a day of rest.
It's a day of rest. They
give
you that.
I just don't.
I'd rather come in and borrow. Say, Ben, I've got off a power. I've got some sugar. I don't never do that because I don't like doing it. But I would rather than go around shopping.
Yeah, no sense.
Yeah,
I would go shopping on Sunday. That is not on religious grounds either. That is because I just think that they work 6 days, they should have a day off anyway.
That's bloody greed, half of it.
I mean, the union's.
I mean, you can only spend your money
once. Of course you can.
So if you're going to go out there on a Sunday, they ain't going to go out there on another day.
But
then you spend your money once.
That's it. So if you go Sundays, you ain't going to go Mondays or Tuesdays, whatever.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's a flash in the pan. It'll suddenly die down and say, well, it ain't worth opening. We ain't taking another day.
We're only
going to
do it 4 weeks before Christmas.
Are
right?
They?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, to Christmas.
Oh, is it?
Well, Tesco's took as much Sunday as they took last week.
Because it's a new broom, isn't it?
Just
a new broom sweeps clean.
Yeah, same amount of mother.
Well,
they'll keep on if they can.
Yeah.
But I mean, these do-it-yourself places have been open for, well, defied the law now for a long time.
I mean, we know there's firemen, there's doctors, there's ambulances, all that got up.
People were small people's homes, etc. God and Sundays, haven't they?
No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with a lot of things. I think I've been all in front of me.
All
in front of me.
You haven't got a mint, have you?
A mint.
My mouth tastes horrible.
No.
Do you know that my mouth was like that the other week? And I only said to Joe yesterday down the
or
table.
Or fruit drop or anything.
It's
horrible.
Yeah.
My mouth's terrible.
That's how my mouth's like that.
Just anything.
And the doctor told me to give you the name. Put it in a bottle like that. It's expensive. Just a mouthwash and that's done my trick.
potato pear. Oh, I'm bleeding my head. Shit, that's what I was going to say.
No, I've got a chocolate.
Well, it might take my taste a little bit. I need just said yesterday to Joe, I said,
oh, chocolate.
Look, no thanks.
It's a nice nutty one.
No, I don't like the nutters.
Did Joe like the nutties?
Yeah, yeah, but I didn't like them very much.
That's how it got me then. They're 92 pence. They are. But they're nice. Yeah. I had two as well.
Nice big bag.
For a bag. Nice big bag. Uh-huh.
You'll get a lot, are they, in the, with them roses or the other one, I guess they don't they?
I sat in bed next to when I was watching me last night.
Well, can you chop in there?
Yeah. I thought I'd be digging coughing all night now. But I wouldn't. Is it gonna make you cough now, Sid?
Yes, I swallowed the nut, huh?
Oh, no. Do you make you cough?
No, yesterday afternoon I said to Joe, I fancy a bit of chocolate. He said, well, go and see what you want. And I walked along back and front like that, and I said, oh, no, I don't know whether I want it or no, I said. So I said, I'll have a cup of the mint, I said there. And I said, when I said no, and I said, there's some chocolate Brazils there, no? Well, of course, you won't get them into the quarter by Ben.
Well, no.
Anyway, he said no. He said no, yeah, you don't need too many. You like they, but you don't, I'd say to another night, I've been buying more ice cream in that. Mm. And he likes a bit of ice cream.
I do
like a bit of
ice cream.
I bought one this week, I've had it before. It's a bit, anyway, it's a bit dear, but oh, it was lovely. It's a butter and a, what is it, one, but it tastes a difference.
Oh,
this is different. Yeah, it was nice. I buy another one.
God, such a lovely selection, mine.
So you're having your chocolates now then?
Well, yeah, I will. I'll have, but yesterday
I. No, I mean for fries.
No, I am eating out of a tin of chocolate. I am at nothing. Can I make a favour?
Tin of chocolate. Well, he does, not you.
I'm asking her and asking her. But I said, oh, I did say to Joe, I said, dear, because our Doreen said about it, didn't she? She rang up, she said, thanks, all the same. But she said, I don't know what it is, mine, but it's a man, whoever it is. Been a card.
Oh,
so she eats. I don't know what it is. So I said, well, that's nice.
Oh, that's all right then. So if you want anything, perhaps
you No, I wouldn't. And, but Josie won't go over there.
Can't blame him, can you? I mean, Julie works out there. She rarely goes in there. She hates going
well,
to
I've asked Julie, I've asked Sally, and if it don't come, I don't say, oh, where is it? I think, well, if they don't want to bloody get it, that's it.
Yeah,
I don't
worry.
Yeah, I don't worry.
I asked her to get sent for... The children. The children's coming up next weekend. And she said, oh, she said, don't worry about the kids, leave it to me. So I thought, oh, well, she'll get some next week.
Thought
she'll
get mine.
Come up,
she got mine, yes.
She must have.
I got nothing in our house. I am a number of weeks, am I, Ben? No chocolate at all. I even come into her one day, so she had more
chocolate.
She never bloody had that.
Does she bring any Sally at all?
Yeah, she brings some sometimes.
Oh, sometimes.
Like she brings these or
if there's anything going, I suppose.
One of those bags, you know, with all the bits and bobs she just brought for him last week. But she don't bring like she did, you know what
I mean? But they just say it's so crowded over there.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I said, I need to talk to you about my dog because I want.
Last year this time back, we nearly got killed in it, can you remember?
Yeah, we queued, if you
remember. Queued to get in.
Yeah,
and
then
that's
stupid.
I said, as Beth said, you'll have a one way over there, that's what they
one-way system, so everybody goes round.
And if they forgot some bad luck.
Yeah, too bad.
Because we're going round with them, there's somebody coming this way. Oh, God, well, the last time I had a dip, the last
baskets
time.
Baskets at the ass.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, people can't help that, but
no, they have the bath.
It's no pleasure, is it?
No, it's not.
No.
Anyway,
got some nice for tea.
I've done some face peas and some scallops dinner time, and I ain't kidding. I so enjoyed it, and I said to Joe, I wouldn't mind that for Christmas dinner. I really
what was it you had?
I'd love fresh place. Scallops and peas, and I really, bread butter, a cup of tea. I really enjoyed it. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Nice. And the place, it was so I love place. No,
I told Clayton he's got to have the steak for his Christmas dinner.
Yeah, I'm going to have steak.
So, wonderful job, wonderful.
I'm going to have steak.
Garden peas and side salad. That is what we're going to have.
And a sweet.
Like it, and lump it as tough. There's only three of us in there, because the girls are going out.
That's what I'm going to have.
They've been staying out all night, they are.
Where are they going?
Going out to some friends in Stockwood.
What's the best way to cook steak then? For all day?
In the oven, very slow.
All day
and all night. I'm not coming out to a box in my...
Oh, great.
Nice, isn't it?
What do you do, cover it or...
Wonderful.
What do you do, cut just from the chili, cover it?
I know, I get a bloody good bang both sides and I just lay it out. With a little drop of water, it's raining.
No fat?
Just a tiny bit of it, nothing.
I'm
going to find the steak with the yellow fat on the edge. The man told me on the telly that is the best, so I've got to come and look for steak.
I like to cut it, for about £3, it's only about that big, and you can buy the proper steak.
Fillet.
They want two of they each, you know.
Well, you want some. Well, if you're going to have meat, you're going to have meat on your dinner. Our Clayton said, do the beef as well.
Certainly, I'm going to do some for the next day, cook it, so we can have it cold with salad or something. I don't want to, but no, well, one
will try. Whatever meat I've got, I'm gobbling it, I'm going to cook it all Christmas Eve. So out the bleeding way than I am.
It's ever summer open nice, we'd go out to dinner, but there's nowhere open around here. I don't think he fancies it. I suppose it's the look of the place, is that?
Yes. Bloody heavenly food up there.
At where?
The Alassio in Kingswood.
Oh.
Excellent. It's dear.
I'm going to phone to
Alassio. But it is lovely. Yeah. Everything's eatable and it's all cooked and boiling hot and really nice. Service is excellent. Yeah. Really nice. Gets packed.
Do you
upstairs and down,
well,
doesn't it?
Well, we booked that for Christmas time.
You put her?
I said it could well be booked.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I said to Joe only last night we were chatting about it.
It's lovely there, it's really nice.
But if otherwise we'd done, then ask what I'm going to do. I'm sick of pork.
I don't want turkey or chicken. No, because
I've had a great big chicken study and he was a beauty. But do you know, I didn't fancy it.
I didn't like chicken on my dinner anymore.
I know, I enjoyed it cold yesterday, though.
What company, Christmas Day?
Yeah,
a
house full of people, 13 for lunch.
Oh, I'd love for some cold. Let me find somebody else.
Set
the bleeding dog up, make it for tea.
They're called uncomfortable in it.
Let me see, 12 to lunch. 12.
Oh, that's better. Make it a round figure up.
12.
Oh my god.
I used 2 years ago, but
I could put up with it now. No.
And I got 16 to tea. I'm having a rest box in there.
Going somewhere else?
I'm staying on my own.
I thought it was going to Marion's this year.
No. Yes, I want to have a rest. I want a rest.
Right, you've been.
He's playing at mine.
Yeah. I'm ashamed. Let me shake every time. I shall have a big shave rash.
He's have a big rash in Nina. Joe will say,
a poor day can't shave.
What are you moaning about now?
Well, quit shave. Whoa. I guess a rash there. Well, here you've done on the doctor dinner time. You know what? Wendy.
Yeah.
It's on about that.
What's
and it's
it?
Called. Can't tell you. Begins with an S. I thought that's what bloody. People think it's sciatica, but it's in with that, but it's a funny name. And it's this woman had it, and it swells up, and they search it, and then it goes down. Well, it did, didn't it? Was it? Oh, I was going to think of that
right
name.
Right up to date.
God.
What is it?
I can't think of that name. No, I can't think of it. But it's
Holly, you need to talk to him a minute. I've just seen
I don't want to talk to him.
Oh, talk to him a minute.
No, I don't want to talk to him. God, now she comes straight in and call the bloody paper.
But I do know she.
Oh no, Sandy Garden stuff.
What can he eat? She ain't getting her in.
So she says she's still got the paper. Oh, better jazz, but he's up there. Now she comes straight in, called the paper. She never said hello or nothing. I thought, it's all better, don't you leave her in?
And she is.
Yeah, I know she is. And she sat there like that.
Yeah, she do. Like a lump of bloody lard.
God.
Like a bloody lump of lard.
Yes. She got 12 to dinner, Christmas Day, 16 to tea. Don't know if she invited Ben, you. I don't know. She did serve.
That's a bloody joke.
She didn't serve.
That's very good advice. She spoke
to my lord bloody morning. I'll tell her. Something. Where's she getting
from? Sally, got him at
Oh, they're nice. Where's she getting from?
Warmley. Her
granny's daughter. Oh, nice. Yeah, it's got to be a granny's daughter. We tried to get a rubber that rubs in coat, but you can't get one very well, can you?
I think Julie went bought one out there, but I wouldn't honestly swear to it, Glee.
Oh, have to see. It's got a West Nation.
Yeah, got her grand.
Her
nice deal, isn't it? No, but I can't. No, not actually got a Weston. Just outside of Weston.
Just outside. No, I meant to say it's gone down that way, actually.
Yeah. No, he said.
Oh, wow.
Her mother and her sister had to go up now.
Oh, well, they're all gone, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
Don't know why, but I said they're gone.
She liked to open up a damp in show. I've got a terrible there. I've got a terrible cold. There she is.
Somebody's going to drop us in the cart then by getting that down with the chocolates in.
No, that's stupid.
I was kicking your leg. Did you film me?
I can't pinch
his
back.
You just borrowed one.
What, one of mine?
Yeah.
I only borrowed it.
You bloody poked on one old bloody morning. You and your bloody daughter.
Yeah. How dare you?
You had four. Sally had four.
Oh.
You did.
And then you get Ben Graham back.
Well, I'm just saying, I wouldn't have told you.
Shut up, please, it's cold.
I said to an IOTA.
Leave her alone! Piss off!
I said
he's bored, he's driving, I'm mad. Well, shut the door up!
Now on the garden.
Oh, clean pain in the ass, yes.
Oh, she sat there.
Yeah? Right about my bloody chair. Yeah, yeah. Oh, she's going to break
my
chair.
But there's a way to sit.
Yeah, there's a paper. She said, I won't be able to take you out to lunch till after Christmas now because I'll be far too busy. I said, no, it's
immaterial. Well, she got 24 bleeding days.
Immaterial to me, I said. Oh, my God.
I said, the date, I said, she got 16 to 2. I didn't even invite them back.
The bloody religious in it. The church, one another.
I thought she's most rude to sit like that. But that is awful, isn't it?
I heard the chair go. Yeah. I thought, oh, the bottom of the chair.
Horrible.
Worse than a child, isn't it?
If it was a child, I'd say, yeah.
That's it. You say, yeah, I'd sit up properly. I do to our kids if they lean by. I says, oi, that chair on its legs.
Sit up properly, that's right. I thought, when you come in, I thought, we're bleeding chocolate.
Yeah.
I got to have bleeding legs because I need to sit up.
I thought, oh my God. I mean, David tore a list. Nobody knows.
Oh, she said, so you haven't had any chocolate? I said, no, I bloody haven't.
She's a good girl.
Oh.
Ah, she brought her chocolate or whatever. She gets her drinks from somewhere.
She do.
I mean, where does she get these from? I'd like to know. Not your Betsy and Sally don't get you anything. Do you like me to get you a bit of
some? Well, of course she would. No, but her darling told me, because I did say to her, I did say that because well, she said, thank her ever so much, she said, but she said, ever so kind of her, but she said, she didn't say who. She had a friend of hers, somebody.
Oh, well, her. Good luck to her.
And I thought, same as I said to Joe, dinner time, I said, well, that would be nice, I would spot a bit up.
Yeah, I said,
I said, well, Joe said,
you'd be the first to say to her, well, I'm going out there, do you want anything?
Oh, Joe said, the further they bleed,
that's
why
you would say to eyes. They just bleed.
It's run a mile for them. Yeah.
But you'd have thought she would have said, wouldn't you?
No, she never.
She got a card for, well, I am going to Macro's, but she's got a card for Macro's. She'd never once said she'd like to come out to Macro's. It's so cheap, her.
Was it
kitchen. It's out that car for.
Oh, you've got a card, you can't go in.
Oh, no, you can't go in without a card. But, I mean, what you're paying, say, say my cheese is nearly £5 a feed, and as the pastas get out there for about £1.50. Ever so cheap. Well, and of course, I haven't got a freezer, but all their frozen stuff's next to nothing. Our place that he
said. I know that somebody works there, is it? They got the car.
It's Carol.
No, I meant to say somebody that works there, is it?
No, he works on the Channel Tunnel. Oh, but they give him out cards from the place. Yeah. And he took our clay up Sunday, and our clay said he's going to take me and his future mother-in-law then out next Saturday. So he said, get some money together, man. I said, well, I'll have to have down. He said, don't worry about it, it'll be all right. He said, well, I'm going out again with him, and can I get you and Dad cigarettes?
It's cheap now, then. And I think that's like a place where when I just go with our Maureen, we'd go in this, massive.
Ginormous place.
And she had to sign and write a card and that sort of. And it was cheap then, because she bought me, I remember playing, I wanted a curtain thing, you know, a big long one with the hooks and that.
Yeah.
And I think then I only had them for £1.25. I mean, back here, I can remember having a great big, and it's then you load your trolley. You load your trolley up then, you have to take a trolley round, like.
Oh, like
because they have a lot, they have a lot,
right? Well, yes, because you
she'd buy it by the bowl, I'm worried,
It's good though, isn't it?
Yeah, save money. Yeah.
Oh, our Keaton said, don't get yourself a pasta. He said, just keep hang on to your grocery money.
Yeah, get it out there.
He said he's asked double the amount out there, Matt. That's right. So I thought, well, sorry. So you better get your Christmas cheese and all your bits and bobs.
Yeah.
He said, there's so much stuff out there, I couldn't reel off what they got.
Yeah, of course,
they got
everything.
So I said to him, well, Mam, he wants a freezer. He said, oh, shut me back up. He got me well. He said, that one freezer.
Oh, God, he's trying to bleed and wash machine and all.
Dishwasher, I said.
Dishwasher and all.
That'll be the year, isn't it? And we got all what we want. That'd be never got everything we want. You could go on and on, couldn't you? I thought that bedding was cheap. She bought downtown yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, but that, well, she bought the girls. It'd be very thin when she got it on. But still, it serves the purpose, don't
it's
it?
Gonna be a lot
no, but I mean, it's all right for the bum. Yeah. I like that one. That red was nice for the boys. That was cheap. Yeah, that's all right.
Think you know it's going to take
well,
a
while. Well, she got out to buy today for them.
She went out and bought all her Christmas cereals, coffee and tea bags and...
Although she'll spend the money, she don't, she might want
to get it. Tray of eggs and all sorts. She brought some sort of tray of eggs. She's where they always having it. And washing powder and soaps and toothpaste.
Still, she got the money, then she might as well spend it, hasn't she?
She said, I got everything in now for Christmas.
Well, Joe said we have our £10 next week.
This week, isn't it?
Not this week.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
Iris said this week.
I think that's right. Because Joe said, we'll get you, that's right, it must be this. I said, ain't so early as that. He said, I said, oh, I didn't know that.
Nor did that's tomorrow then, isn't it? Obviously for us.
For you, Thursday for me.
Well, it is.
Which any guess I is, anyway.
Well, he's going to keep it.
Any guess I is.
He said, oh, he's all up, Dad. He said, get some sweets and chocolate. We got a whole eating load like that in a bag for the kids. But he's got to get some more, he said.
We didn't know we had it the week before.
Really, that was paid for the girls' nightshirts. It's disgusting. Really is. Where's the electric man? I wish he'd ever come.
I read it. Joe read it. The what's it one? He said, the bill come in just with the gas last time. You're enough with the gas last time. And reckon that bill was
when the estimate last time?
I don't know.
Or do we have a reader?
No, he read the meter last time.
We have a nice young man come round.
Yeah, we have the meter
thing. I'm not sure.
Oh, no, I don't think
not it was.
But all Joe said, he said, I read this, on the other hand, it might not. Our pants said he hadn't been there, so.
And he's usually after the gas man, isn't he?
He follows it all round, doesn't he? Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell, don't say that. I hate that not knowing.
Yeah, but still it might be less, it might be more, we don't know, dear.
God. said, don't worry about
our guy said to our guy, I didn't believe, I mean, I said what he said.
Great, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, because I mean, I'd left on all night before, and we've had to be on every, well, you know we have. Mm. I've had the radiator on in the hallway. I've had the radiator on in the front room. No, well, so our same as our pan said, well, Mum, you ain't using no more gas.
Well, no, with the radiators on.
The, well, you've got the water all set down.
That's it, it's all running off the same gas.
I don't know why, we don't have our fire on, mate. No, we don't have fire on.
Well, no.
But you don't wonder if there's anybody inside.
That's sad.
I was going in there.
If I go in there,
like, sometimes on the weekend if he's watching football, and I'm sat there, I think, so I'll put the fire on, put my feet up. I do do that for 10 minutes.
Well, that's it.
I don't tell on, although he has mine.
Well, no, because it's cold, you can't be cold. Don't do a David's mother and father, bloody freeze to death. Oh, there's no need of that.
I was surprised. Her.
Fancy she coming in today. She looks half dead, doesn't she? Wow. What's the big matter with her?
The rose.
Yeah.
Or is it the white spray?
I know, what's the matter with her?
I don't know, she looks like somebody going to bloody in a trance.
Yeah, I thought she's going to go bleed sleep on the chair.
Her eyeballs went, you know.
It's all that shit and junk she takes and all they
fucking She looks druggy, don't she?
Yeah.
She looks druggy.
She takes all these vitamin pills and God knows what else. And herbal mixtures and all that. That don't do her no good. Bloody fool, ain't she? I mean, she does bugger all at home. Don't know how many times have we come in to ask her, does she go to that man now?
That's where she's bloody fat and bloody flabby, isn't it? I mean, I don't bloody scuttle, but...
Well, no, nor do I, but I'd have whizzed about
it. Yeah, she's going upstairs. I bet she's got to get behind it.
Oh, my goodness. And her stairs are so steep and narrow.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because they have to sort of bring the staircase, because they built all that on, didn't they?
I think she's so rude. I can't... Well, I mean, all right, I just speak to her, but I couldn't take to her. I couldn't have her as a neighbour.
Oh, my nice little next door. I've been bleeding around with her all the time.
I do that.
Why? That doesn't suit me. Well, that lady don't bother with her next door down there.
Isn't she?
Got a bit of great fence, huh?
Just as well as
she. There is the hint, yeah. Oh, dear. Got a lovely place there, but maybe she...
Well, these sort of people don't
lovely.
I mean, you know, how many people do have got lovely places? They don't bother, do
they? No.
It just takes it in their stride. Don't worry.
Funny, isn't it? I mean, she's got that pretty great... Well, all that is glass across there. It's all...
But she cleans it every day, don't she?
It's absolutely lovely. She's got that spotless, couldn't she? She's more pushy.
She's too big.
Nobody else, though,
ain't she?
Old man takes his bloody dinner in there. Sits in this easy chair with his feet up with his tray. Yeah.
Funny,
isn't
it? But she looked a bloody sight. I thought that she looked
a sight. A lot of money. There's a bleeding sight.
I heard
sight, yeah.
Big runners my body nearly. Don't you take
She wears one? The wrong clothes as well.
Must
mean the
clothes you don't bloody well.
Well, she
hangs on her, don't you?
Clothes, couldn't she?
Wow. She could get, and they bloody old boots, shoes she got on.
I had to tell her, I said to her, I did some bloody pop down to Wallace's.
Yeah.
I mean, Wallace's in town.
Yeah.
It's for the bigger lady.
Yeah, I was going to look for her, look at that, and I turned bloody silver kin on, where his big name is. They had a clothes show for the Fuller ladies this morning.
Oh.
I was going to look at that, forgot it.
But you can get some lovely
clothes.
We're in no bloody need of her to be like, not with the money. She got the money.
Yeah.
I mean, near eyes.
It looks as though she stands there and somebody just drops it on her. She ain't got a bit of style, has she? You know what her underclothes is like?
Well, the knickers is bloomers. I thought they were big things, bloody shirt things. Yeah, blowing in the breeze. She could have it all, couldn't she? She got the money, yeah? Why the hell don't she sort herself out? I mean, no, do we see when he's open up mouth? He's very smart.
But I mean to say, you see these big lasers, but I've seen them on
there. Smart up together.
But I'll tell you, honestly, what's her name? That very fat lady, this. Take your troubles to her, forget her blame name.
Claire Rayner.
Claire Rayner. Mind, she did look nice. She looked ever so smart, and I thought, well.
I said, you've got the money, why not use it and make the most of yourself?
Yeah. Because I looked in Irish, I said, I'll join like a nice dress. I said, well, I'll get a bloody dress if you want one. And I was looking and they got red, black in one window, red in the other one. And they got another one. I think that's dark colours. But I said, oh, that's nice, isn't it? And it was a, what is it, jumper, like for Christmassy, like a silver.
Lamé.
Like a lamé. Yeah. And it was ever so plain and knee. And I said, that's nice. He said, well, granted, if you want. I said, there's a lot of money in it. He said, well, it ain't. If it's a thing you want, it ain't, is it? Yeah, well, it's only £35 for a jumper, for a top. Ah, yeah, but I mean, I'm going again as I have to Christmas.
Wow.
They had a nice top. They had a nice top there, I like red. He was nice, but it was £35. I don't know. Wear it after, do you?
That's the thing. Are you going to wear it after? But she could be dress it to the nines.
I like a nice pair of shoes on if I go out. I like a nice tidy pair of shoes. Anywhere special.
Well, you've got a tidy feet.
Nice tidy.
Your hair is tidy.
Your hair is tidy, yes. Nice, yeah.
That's everything.
Because I nearly thought myself, should I have a washing set for Christmas? Because up in the paper shop, they got somebody in on Will Green, and she does it like special for pension. I thought, sorry, don't that matter. I thought, well, I can do my own. It always looks all right. Once I have to do it. If I can, well, Benny's wanted to go right, it'll go right.
Going down Pamela's?
No, I shan't go.
You're not, definitely.
Well,
not.
Things haven't altered. I mean, I had that go with her. She couldn't have said nothing to her. If she did, I should have thought, well, all right, our nan's like that, let's let it go up. But she didn't come up Sunday. She was down there.
Oh, she was there, was
yeah,
she?
Yeah, because I seen the car. Well, she said she was there.
Oh,
she said
she
the baby,
puppy.
Yeah. I don't know. I said, I did say to her this morning, I said, there's a parcel on there, some briefs for the baby and bits of chocolate. Which I'll be going up tomorrow. But I can't ask at this point. I didn't ought to, but I can't ask for nothing. Isn't it funny? Don't know why. I said, I don't know if they're all right for her. So I haven't seen her, so I can't tell. But see, I don't know, Beth. It will hurt me. But I daren't sort of do nothing, because that's going to upset old Joe if I do. But my mind will be there all the time. My mind will be there.
I suppose it is Sunday's just the same, thinking and wondering.
Yeah.
It's just not right.
She's stubborn, isn't
she? So, just treat it like a Sunday. They don't come Sunday's box.
I said, enjoy that Christmas day, Joe. He said, so would I. He said, it's nice. Oh, I said, I might cook a dinner and think, well, I don't want it. I did enjoy it. It was lovely. It really was. It was lovely, that dinner.
I mean, you know, they're down there Sundays. They don't really bother to come out. So it's only like a Sunday, isn't it?
I should feel awful. Well, like I said, well, Joe said, like, well, I'm bloody afraid of it. I couldn't understand him really saying that. But I said, well...
Well, he hadn't done nothing wrong.
He hadn't done, no. Sorry. He said, anybody speaks. I mean, there's Terry, we haven't spotted. It's awful. You sit and think about it. I said to our Pam, Terry haven't looked in the bloody door. Not as we've seen in a lot, but at least he could come in and say, all right.
You keep
in that, they say, oh, poor bugger, like, you know, I just, and it go through me, I say, ah, bloody come in, you're a poor bugger and me.
So it's your daughter, if she'd invited you to her house, that's actually.
But I still, I don't know. The baby will know us anyway.
Yeah, she She just won't, will she? They forget so fast, don't they?
Well, look at that Sophie, she
yeah,
got that.
But she don't really know why not.
When I went over the other day, she runs him. Of course, she's seen it in that break. But I could go on a few weeks, she hasn't seen again. Here's Maggie.
Oh, you're Smaggy.
Maggie with the
all right, my
fringe
love
on top.
How's your mum?
I thought she was coming out.
I was just saying it.
She must have been out Monday. She's been
Julie.
I seen her that leg went across there. Julie.
Yeah,
of course, the
motorbike,
yeah.
How is she anyway? She's fighting herself. They're all flapping around her because her temperature keeps going up and down like a bloody yo yo. What's your arm? I'm red all the way down.
What's that, because you've had the injections?
I've been on the drip on that.
Oh, on the drip.
She's got an infection.
Hello. Hello.
Alright. Her stomach's right up as well. Can't understand why her stomach's swelling.
Don't they know?
what it is.
Strange,
isn't
it? Do you have a nice time?
Was it trading
there? Chickens everywhere, all around the shops. For all the little small items.
Oh,
was
it
tidying
down
there?
That's nabs, isn't it?
I know, never went
by the fancy front.
Oh. Was she pleased to see you?
Yeah.
Oh.
What time are we going out there tonight? Are we still going?
If you want to go. Because I ain't getting anything.
No. Well, what time are you going? What time are you not being there?
Well, it's from 6:30 till 9.
6:30 till 9. You want to take
It's purely up to you. If you don't mind, then well, it's downtown, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if we don't, it's going to take us hours to get bloody down there and back on
the
bus, isn't it?
Oh, and the buses. Oh, bloody nuisance, isn't it?
Well, you want to go on that one? Not on that bike.
Not
freezing
the bike,
there. It's cold.
I thought perhaps Chris take it one way and Clay the other. Ask him when he gets it.
Yeah, could do.
Otherwise, it means Chris got hang about till we're
ready
to come out.
That's stupid,
oh,
isn't it?
Play no mind. If
well,
not, then I'll have to give Chris a ring.
Yeah,
if you're going to buy things, you can't bloody cart it home on the bus.
Or pick up. Well, no, we might bring her down for the ride. Lovely Lore. Plenty of room for you two in the van.
Yeah, for sure. Just put the stuff in the boot. Okay, it's going to save you all that. I don't know. When did you go yesterday with that on the bus? I don't know.
There he is, being a bloody nose back. Somebody will come in. He's got to come down and see what's going on.
Yeah, watching.
Oh, it's terrible. Somebody, leave her alone.
Yeah, I see how it's changed.
As soon as somebody comes in, he got to come down.
He seems to be with a rash on my neck. Is he?
What's it? Holding my arm's length.
Turn to F off upstairs. He's in on my computer. Let him go.
Well, he's going to go out now. You can put the computer on your telly. Stop using our money. You can easily bloody put it on your telly. I don't know why you can't.
Tell him, go on, Julie.
He'd done it before, Julie, when it suited his
He's
convenient.
Set it up before.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. So
charging.
You can take it from our telly to there because I'm going to watch telly in a minute, okay?
No.
Yes.